Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
This is Sound and Vision. I'm Emily Fox. And this month, KEXP is celebrating Aquí y Ahora, which is our version of Latinx Heritage Month. As part of that celebration, I caught up with KEXP's Albina Cabrera of our radio show as well as our podcast called El Sonido. She talked about five artists that are reshaping alternative Latin music right now.
Bueno, I have to say first that Aquí Ahora is just 1 month of celebration, but it's like a kind of excuse to keep sharing music from alternative artists across the globe. So I think that the first one that I'm going to introduce, we have to say that is como the main example of being alternative. And we have to travel to the Dominican Republic. We have to say the name Diego Raposo here. He's a music producer, multi-instrumentista, also a DJ from Dominican Republic. And he's part of this like new generation, this new wave of super alternative and experimental music born and raised in Dominican Republic. And he likes to blend sounds of pop, urban, and also electronic music, Afro-Caribbean rhythms. And that's why in this track that I'm gonna present called El Underground is featuring Medio Piki, another great producer, multi-instrumentista DJ from Dominican Republic. And together, they made this track number one of Diego Raposo's latest album, Yo No Era Así, Pero Ahora En Adelante, Sí. So I would like to share this with all of you, and welcome to Aquí Ahora.
That was Diego Raposo with the track El Underground, featuring Medio Piki. And Albina, what is the next artist that you want to share with us today?
Let's go to South America. Let's travel to Colombia, but specifically to Tumaco. This amazing artist called Berito Asprilla. And I picked this specific track called Letras Millonarias because I think that compile the soul of Berito Asprilla and specifically the music that is making waves in Tumaco. Tumaco is a small town in Colombia, and Berito Asprilla has just 17 years old. She's super young and she has a million of dreams. So I would like to share with all of you one of her first songs, and I will say her first hits, Letras Millonarias from Tumaco, Colombia, to the world. Sigo siempre atento, firme con lo mío. Si Dios me bendice, yo tan bendecido. Si son muy lambones, en ellos no confío. No busqué la fama, ella me buscó, pero manía nunca terminó. Quieren bajarme para sentirse superiores, pero a mí me bendice Dios. Lo que quiero son chavos, adiós a los chicos. Ustedes restan, ellos multiplico. Los tengo en trango como la hora pico. Intentan copiarme y yo se los complico. Yeah. Mami siempre dice que me cuide de todo esto. Solo quieren plata y no están pendientes del resto. Dicen que fue suerte y que no tengo talento. Ni siquiera me he sentado y ya quieren mi puesto.
And what I love about these songs that you're presenting is they're really spanning genres.
Exactamente. And it's great that we are making this clarification, because when we think about Latin music, it's still like very monolithic, like the term, and it's good For us to expand and break the borders and trying to say like, hey, yes, can be Latin music also. And we have like a huge industrial rock music scene in South America, or we can still blend in pop with electronic music of Afro-Caribbean rhythms. And that is the point. And so I'm super happy and I'm very honored to be part of Aquí y Ahora. And for the third song that I'm going to present, this is part of a new compilation. It's Chica Chica meets Bie Records, and it's a compilation between Chica Chica, which is one of our favorite labels with global sounds, world music, but specifically tons of Latin American DJs and producers. And Bie Records is a Chinese-based label. And these are like a couple of remixes made both by Chinese artists and also a Latin American artist. And the track that I'm going to present is Ferrocarril by Tarrock Cactus from Seattle and Paua from Mexico. But the remix is by Rainsoft, which is a Chinese artist that I really, really like. So I hope that you enjoyed this track, Ferrocarril. And I'm really excited to introduce now like something that is completely different. Let's go to something completely different in this track. And we have to dive in into the experimental waters in Mexico, porque we have a huge new music scene there. And I'm really excited to introduce Amor Muere, which is the new super band made by Mayo Frati from Guatemala, Gibrana Cervantes, violinista amazing from Mexico, Concepción Huerta, and Camille Mandoki. And they are making this experimental music collective called Amor Muere, and they're about to release their debut album, but this is the only track that they have out, and I would love to share with all of you. This is Love Dies.
I went out and bought some hip. Never mind, never mind the rail. I kept looking out for my
And for the last track, I want to share a legend here, and we have to travel to Bolivia. When we say Bolivia, we think about Luzmila Carpio. Luzmila Carpio is a singer, a composer. She was one of the cultural ambassadors in France, por supuesto, por Bolivia. And she dedicates her life to music, arts, and culture. And I'm really excited because she's about to release a new album, and I cannot believe that. Of course, with the great family of ZZK Records, this is Chacana Sagrada, and this is the new music from Luzmila Carpio.
And what I also was learning as you were sending me some songs that you wanted to share today is that Luzmila Carpio is she really advocates singing in Quechua, which is, you know, the native language of many, including the Inca in South America. And so I thought that was really interesting is rather than singing just in Spanish, that she also sings in Quechua.
It's Exactamente, sí. And it's a great point what you were saying, because she was one of the first artists in Latin America that she traveled around the globe with the indigenous languages and indigenous culture from, in this case, Bolivia. But yes, singing in Quechua. And now we can see a lot of a new generation of artists and a lot of rappers who are singing in sus lenguas indígenas. So it's a total legend and it's a key piece for alternative Latin music, Ludmila Carpio, 100%.
I love it. So, I mean, as you kind of reflect on these five artists that you shared with us today, I mean, what do you think it is about these artists or these tracks that you really believe are impacting alternative Latin music right now? Like, how do you see this at play? Like, how do you see Latin music changing right now, you know, in part by some of these artists?
Yes, because I think that what each artist of this playlist are doing is break the boundaries, break the borders around the term Latin music, a term that was made by the industry now a couple of decades ago, and it's a term that was born here in the United States. So again, it was so monolithic for decades and decades. So you can see Diego Raposo blending Afro-Caribbean music with electronic and doing something completely different of the idea that maybe the people has about Dominican Republic right now with this dembow or reggaeton. Same with Berito Asprilla from a small city, Tumaco, Colombia, bringing back the hip-hop made by young women from Latin America and Afro-Latinas as well. Same with Terro Cactus and Paua, who are blending both identities with electronic music and global music as well. Amor Muere, which is the new wave of experimental music that maybe, I don't know if I had the chance to say, oh yes, we have a great experimental music scene in Latin America, and now we can say that. And the last example is Mila Carpio blending the indigenous music and culture with producers and well-known DJs across the globe. And for me, that is revolutionary because, again, it's a new audience that can better understand our culture and also say that, hey, this is not one thing. We can basically play hours and hours and years of music because it's an entire continent. So that is my idea about breaking boundaries and borders. I'm trying to find a different meaning of Latin music. And that is part of the work that all of these artists and also all of the music scene here in Seattle, in the Pacific Northwest, in this country, and across the globe are trying to do, is to share something different. And I hope that you can feel that in these five tracks.
Well, Bina, thank you so much for your time and sharing this music with us.
Muchísimas gracias, Emily. Always a pleasure.
And that was Sound and Vision. Be sure to check out KEXP's El Sonido podcast with Albina Cabrera. But before you head over there, please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, rate it, and review it. Those little things go a long way in helping spread the word about this show. You can also help financially support Sound and Vision with a one-time $20 donation at KEXP.org/sound. Thanks for listening.